Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Kinsey O'Keefe is joining us tonight. Why? Because Pillsbury United did something quite remarkable. You may have heard about it on April 15th, and I haven't had a chance to talk about it, but let me tell you, I have to talk about this. So even if you know, I want to introduce you to the head of mobilization and narrative strategies for Pillsbury United Communities, Kinsey O'Keefe. How are you, Kinsey?
Hi, it's so great to be with you. I'm doing really well tonight.
You know, when I think of Pillsbury United, I just smile. What you did was remarkable. Let's just give people a reminder of who you are. It's an agency with a 140-year legacy of recognizing and amplifying the assets and aspirations of the communities living in historically underinvested neighborhoods across Minneapolis, and you announced $1 million in scholarship funds raised for the Minneapolis North High School, the class of 2022. You did that at 3 p.m. on Friday, April 15th. I haven't gotten over it yet. I am still smiling, still exciting, telling everybody I know about it. And I'm so grateful that this came to fruition. Tell me how this pearl started.
It is so exciting to talk about. So yes, it started not that long ago, mid-February, Pillsbury's CEO, Adair Mosley, called me with the idea. And he called me because among lots of different things that I've done with the agency, I used to actually be a teacher at North High School. I taught journalism there as part. And I taught journalism as part of one of my roles with the agency, leading one of our social enterprises. And so he called me to see what I thought of the idea. I thought it was incredible. I mean, I had the reaction that I think most people have had since learning about this, which was, you know, it's amazing. And so we quickly got to work fundraising and planning a big reveal event. And again, it all happened in about 60 days from idea to announcement.
Well, it's quite remarkable because students have such a difficult time, as you well know, getting funds to go to school. As we all know, housing is up. Everything is up. Groceries are up. Everything's up. And them going to school, trying to get the money to go has been so difficult. So offering them, gifting them $10,000 for post-secondary education is quite remarkable. What was the reaction, not just for you, but for those students? Were you there?
Yes. I had the pleasure of being up on stage with Adair, again, our CEO, with a number of community members who are graduates of North High, who we asked to stand with us and speak to the students as part of the reveal. And those folks were Shonda Smith-Baker, Jemez Staples, Houston White, who again just said incredible things to the students, told them how much we love them and believe in them, and just mirrored for them what success could look like for them in the future. And you know, we told them that we're here for them. They've been through a lot. Students all over this country have been through a lot, but students at North High have uniquely been through a lot with COVID and how the pandemic has affected them, with the teacher strike in Minneapolis.
Right.
The death of one of their classmates, Deshaun Hill, recently, and just experiences of both police and community violence. And so, you know, again, we, as Adara likes to say, we really intended this gift to send just a shockwave of hope through the student body. And that is absolutely what it looked like to me standing up on that stage, just immediate shock and excitement. I mean, students, as soon as it was announced, as soon as Adara made the announcement, they jumped out of their seats and were screaming and hugging each other and calling their parents on FaceTime. It was a really special moment to get to be a part of.
So did you go to college yourself?
I did go to college myself, yes.
So you and I both know that it is very difficult to get the money to go to school these days. And that we both know that $10,000 is not nearly what they will need in the 4 years of getting their BA degrees. And I know that I didn't read this before, and I just saw it, that every senior who graduates this year in 2022 will receive up to $10,000, up to $10,000. Mm-hmm. What have you been seeing so far? Are most of the students at North that are graduating this year, this May, are they the ones that are getting the $10,000, or does it vary?
Yeah, so our intention was for every single graduate of North High this year to get that $10,000 if they need that $10,000. So there are about 100 students on track to graduate this year. And we have made clear to them that they can each, as long as they graduate this year, they can use up to $10,000 on any sort of post-secondary education or professional development. So,
and that's including trade schools, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So and other licensures and certificate programs, but also, of course, 4 and 2 year college and university tuition. It's really up to them. And we are already and will continue to work with the college counselors at North High to make sure that as many students as possible can use as much of the money as possible. Because like you said, you know, $10,000 is a lot of money in many contexts, but it's not a lot of money
when it comes to tuition, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I know sometimes almost that much money can cost just for your books for the year. It's really quite remarkable. Now, I do know that the students were so excited when they got the news for it. And so was the community, by the way. So was the community. Yeah. I went out that day. I was so excited. And I went to a grocery store, no, two grocery stores, in fact, and just kind of walked around and, you know, was trying to listen. I would run into Black parents, Black grandmothers, and they would all say, did you hear what Pillsbury United did? You know, it was just this overwhelming joy that happened in a moment as soon as we heard about it. This changes their lives, and it also changes the community's lives in the sense that, oh my gosh, someone is giving them a chance, a beginning when it comes to college. Now, is this something that Pillsbury United would ever consider doing again for this same group, or do you go from school to school?
Our hope is that this is the beginning of even bigger and broader support like this for young people, and particularly Black young people, and other young people of color. Right now, we're exploring what our commitment as an organization will look like around this moving forward. We're no strangers to scholarship programs, and this is something, again, we want to continue to do. So again, currently exploring that. And then we're also hoping that our work this year inspires other individuals and organizations to join us so that we can expand the impact and do more for more. And then, most importantly, our hope, and maybe not most importantly, but also importantly, our hope is that policymakers are also inspired and that action can really be taken at the scale of the challenge that's facing young people when it comes to the cost of post-secondary education. And policymakers are really the ones who are uniquely positioned to do that because they can pull levers to make education more affordable and, you know, to completely reduce and eliminate educational debt on a broader scale. So
that's
to answer
important.
Your question, we are committed and hope to continue doing things like this in the future.
Now, I do understand that Pillsbury United will hold the funds and remit them directly mm-hmm. to the educational institutions mm-hmm. of students' choosing. So that means these students have to get on board now. May is next month, and they mm-hmm. have to really yep. move quickly to make their plans come to fruition, right, so that they can use this mm-hmm. money. Tell us how that's going to work.
Yeah. So right now, the students are in the process of figuring out their plans. I mean, just from talking to students, some of whom I knew from my journalism class right after the event, I know that many of them already have plans in place and are just kind of putting together the dollars and other logistics. And then others are still working those plans out. And we know that not everyone has a plan yet, and the funds will be available to the students through actually the end of 2023, just to give them some time to figure out how they want to spend that money. But we're hoping that most of the students will deploy their funds right away. And again, we know that many of them have incredible plans and can do just that. So we will hold the money, and then we will, again, work with their counselors, and each student, this might be a little bit too technical, but each student will receive a letter of guarantee from Pillsbury United Communities that they can submit to their educational institution that will then lead their educational institution to bill us. And we will send the funds directly to the institution.
Remarkable. Absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, and students don't have to spend the money all in one place. If they, you know, want to do something now and something in 6 months, we're happy to issue two checks. We're working with them.
Let's talk a little bit about career counselors. As you know, there are far too small of a number yeah. of those counselors mm-hmm. who are supposed to guide students from ninth grade on mm-hmm. through 12th grade. Mm-hmm. I know I had to do it. All my siblings had to do it. I mean, there were 800 of us that graduated yeah. the year I graduated from high school. 800 students. Mm-hmm. And I understand mm-hmm. that North High School has about 100, maybe a little more. And when there comes to counselors, it's integral that you are guided through this process all the way mm-hmm. to the end. So, mm-hmm. tell me how you chose the counselors and how is that going with the students?
Yeah, so we if there's, you know, some one thing I know for sure about North High is that that is a building that is filled with adults who love those students and who are constantly going above and beyond to support those students. And we worked right away when we had this idea. We worked with Principal Mari Friesleben to get connected to the right counselors in the building, just to make sure that we had that we were planning well for the announcement and then had all the logistics sort of ready to go as soon as the announcement was made so the students could start taking advantage of those scholarship dollars. So we have great relationships with the folks in the building, and we're really confident that they're already providing students with that really kind of one-to-one hands-on support to, you know, help them actualize their dreams after high school. And then we know that, again, just there will be students who don't have everything figured out by the end of the year. And for those students, you know, I'm sure the folks at North High will continue to support them, but we will also make our career and college counselors available to those students, and we'll be proactively reaching out to them come the end of the school year, just to make sure that no one falls through the cracks, and that those students always have an adult who's accessible to them, who can help them navigate this process. Because, like you said, it's complicated, and it deserves support.
Absolutely. My final question for you, you know, in our community, in the Black community, we always say it takes a village, and it took a village of donors to help this bring this to fruition. Tell us about all of those foundations that were a part of it.
Yeah, thank you for asking, because, yeah, we have gotten a lot of credit and we appreciate it at Pilfer and at United Communities. But this was really a community effort. This took a lot of folks and a lot of institutions. I mean, we are so grateful for them, and grateful for so many things. But really want to just highlight in particular how quickly these folks mobilized to get us the dollars so that we can make this happen for students before the end of the year. And so there were philanthropic foundations and corporate foundations that supported this with big gifts. So those folks were the Margaret A. Cargill Foundation Fund at the St. Paul and Minnesota Foundation, the Cargill Foundation, General Mills, the McKnight Foundation, the Minneapolis Foundation, the Minnesota Twins, Target, and the U.S. Bank Foundation as well.
Well, I applaud them all. So grateful.
Yeah.
So grateful. It gives them a start. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and really telling the story of how this all came to be and why, and to touch these students. I just hope you keep in touch with them. They need to know that this is huge. So Kinzie O'Keefe, thank you so much for joining us. Tell every one of those that gave, I said thank you.
Thank you so much, Gerald. And I appreciate you. Thank you for highlighting this on your show.
It's a pleasure, Kinzie. Take care.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.